knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films
and Lala,
then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. We will not talk about hard points.
But Lala.
Right.
He's at Lala.
Yeah, that's where he is. Dean, you're at Lollapalooza right now.
Lala.
I like to hang out where the groovy kids are hanging out.
You wearing your cool hat? I haven't seen you yet on TV this morning.
I am. I actually brought several cool hats with me now because Robin Baumgarten on TV this morning was teasing me that Dean's going to be out there and he's going to be wearing his Lollapalooza hat. So I have several hats.
Good.
That I'm wearing today. Apparently, it's my new trademark.
A man of many hats.
I am. I'm a bald man of many hats.
See if you can find my friends Dobie Gillis and Maynard G. Krebs. They're there today. See if you can see them and say hello.
I actually did see them earlier. Patty Duke just went in.
Oh, she did?
And Kathy. Both Patty and Kathy. Because they're cousins. Identical cousins, as you'll find.
Yep.
They walk alike, they talk alike.
They admire Jenna Sock alike.
Yeah, all the kids are so excited to see the Partridge Family out here today.
Oh, they're out there?
And Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Oh,
and all the big groups are out here today.
The Bugaloos are probably out there, the Banana Splits.
I went early last night and buried my incense and peppermints just for...
You did?
Yes.
Very nice. That's what all the cool kids do.
And what is the aroma like right now?
Well, let me just... I'm not familiar with this particular smell.
Yeah.
All I can say is I am craving Fritos right now like a banshee.
I wonder what that's all about. That's crazy.
I would give anything for some garlic dip and Oreos right now. That's all I know.
Wonder what's causing that. But Dean, you have to admit it's a very exciting place to be right now, isn't it?
You know what? It is fun. It's I'm going to say first and foremost, and we were at the south end of Grant Park most of the morning today while they were setting up, and while we were there, we saw many bomb sniffing dogs inside the grounds, just taking the dogs around the area. It hasn't even been open yet. This was 6-7 o'clock this morning, and they were just combing the area, the backstage areas, every place to make sure that everything has been safe. I don't remember a presence of I guess they're assault weapons, automatic weapons. I'm not that. You know, big on my weapon names, but Chicago police are out here with rifles this year.
Wow.
That I have never seen before, the kind that you sometimes see military holding at airports. I'm told that there are snipers on the buildings along Michigan Avenue.
I talked
with a Lollapalooza spokesperson earlier, and, you know, they said, especially this year with... the shootings that have been taking place at festivals and concerts and, you know, things like that, that security is a number one concern of theirs. And there is a much greater police presence here. Right now, I'm at Michigan Avenue and Ida B. Wells Drive, formerly Congress Parkway,
mm-hmm.
right near where the main gates are. And, there are always police out here, but not like this year. There's many more uniformed police that are out here, and you know, I'd be shocked if there weren't plainclothes police all over the place. We just saw the bomb squad rushing down Michigan Avenue, going south on Michigan Avenue. We don't know what for, but there is. That's part of what's going on here this year. I talked to a lot of the kids while they were waiting in line because the kids love their Uncle Dean.
Yes, they
love sharing. Sharing their stories with their Uncle Dean. And, you know, they are very aware of that, you know, security needs to be heightened, that they need to be careful. They need to, you know, keep their eyes open for things that may look unusual. And I got to say, more than any other year, the kids seem to be a little more aware of that they need to be hydrated. They need to stay out of the, you know, not be in the sun for too long. They seem to be a little smarter about taking care of themselves this year. So, you know, that's, you know, from a grown-up talking,
yeah.
it, it's a lot smarter this year for them.
Dean, I remember last year you got a lot of attention. You had a tent set up with coffee cups, and you had the message, mugs, not drugs, and everybody picked up on that. Are you going to do that again this year?
I'm gonna try to. The franchising fee was so high on that this year.
Yeah.
But most what we're trying to market this year for the kids are fillable underwear. In other words, it's you know, like underpants.
Yeah.
That you can put water in, and there'll be a long tube, so you can stay hydrated. You don't have to actually carry anything.
I've been wearing those for years.
Well, I think the ones that you wear are called diapers. But
right.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. We have a bad connection.
These are refillable brassieres and underpants.
Oh, they are.
Brassieres. Welcome to 2019.
Yeah, I like to use the phrases that I learned in the old Playtex TV commercials from
Jane Russell.
Yeah, from the crosshair. We have some refillable cross your heart brassieres that you can get.
Wow, that sounds great. Is there a name on those, Dean, or no name?
No, these are generic now.
Mine say Saturday. I'm wearing them early.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Look at you, overachiever.
I know.
Well, I hope you do well with those.
It's a thank you. Thank you. It's a you know, marketing opportunity. We try to do what we can with those. But I got to say, they changed the configuration slightly for the kids coming in. I say the kids, but really, it's mostly like 20-year-olds that are going in.
Yeah.
But it's there are really people of all ages. Kids, I'm seeing senior citizens going in. Just, you know, they love music and going to check out different things. But there are two different main entrances on Michigan Avenue this year that split it up a little bit, and unless there are far few people, which I doubt there will be, the Lollapalooza people are expecting capacity crowds here today. It doesn't seem as crowded by the main gates this year as it has in the past.
I wonder what that's all about.
Attendance is down, huh?
Is it? Yeah, well, maybe. Hard to say yet.
Or else they've just, you know, spread it out a little bit. But the, you know, the long lines that we would normally see at 11:40. We're not seeing right now. I mean, people are—they're going right in. There's a security check, but people are scooting right in. And at 11 o'clock, when the gates open, you know, you could see people making mad dashes for their favorite stages.
Yeah,
where their performers were, so they could get good spots. A lot of people are super stoked, as we kids like to say.
Yeah,
about seeing the Strokes tonight, or the Chainsmokers. Those are the two big headliners. Max Frost is doing a set on one of the big stages tonight. But then for the weekend, it's pretty mainstream by Lollapalooza standards, at least. Childish Gambino, Janelle Monáe, Lil Wayne, Kacey Musgraves, which was a surprise at Lollapalooza, a pretty mainstream country artist. Tenacious D. Who else? 21 Pilots?
All 21 Pilots, Dean.
All 21 of them are going to be here. I mean, these are just some of the big names. In addition to the seven stages, there are a total of, I think, 179 bands that are performing this weekend. Oh, and after tomorrow, I will be a Lollapalooza performer. I can add to my resume, along with Victory Auto Records, that... I will be hosting a Q&A with
Hamilton,
with members of the cast of Hamilton that are doing. They're doing a musical performance. Then after the musical performance, I'm going to be doing a Q&A with the cast of Hamilton tomorrow.
That's excellent. Congratulations. Now, that'll be fun.
I've already demanded Evian water.
Oh yeah,
72
you have to.
Degrees.
Yeah.
Red M&Ms only, and. I would like everybody in the cast of Hamilton to be wearing my new refillable underpants, if possible.
I'm sure they'll do that. Dean Richards is our guest. We're going to talk to him more about what movies are coming out this weekend. He's at Lollapalooza. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Dean Richards is live at Lollapalooza. And a quick text before we get back to Dean from 847. In keeping with the medical community statistics, the chain smokers go before the strokes.
That's true.
Genius. Isn't that good?
That's hysterically true. Dean.
That is genius. I'm gonna mention that at the cardiovascular disease band stage.
And then, sadly, the Grateful Dead aren't there, but they would be the closer on that triad.
They would be the closing act for it all.
Yeah. Yep.
I know you have movies to review, but I just want to get in here that I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, over 2 hours long, usually a movie that's over 2 hours I get theater ass, but I loved it. It is 240, yes. It was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Well, good. I'm glad that you liked it. It sounds like you liked it more than I did. I liked it. I don't think it's one of the best movies that I've ever seen. I don't think it's one of Tarantino's best movies either. It just felt a little scattered to me. It was just, you know, lots of different images that I struggled to piece together to have make sense. It just felt like sort of a tribute to things that were important to Quentin Tarantino when he was growing up. The Hollywood scene, the music scene, the movie business, being obsessed with the Tate, Charles Manson family and the Tate LoBianca murders there. But it's beautifully acted.
Absolutely.
I couldn't agree with you more, certainly about the performances. It's shot, beautifully. It's a good movie. He made a good movie. How it's going to hold up against Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. That's the long formal title of the Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jason Statham movie that's opening tomorrow.
Your Hawaii buddy.
And my Hawaii buddy. Yeah. That's right. That's who I interviewed last week in Hawaii. And it's a fun movie. You know, it's not, there's nothing, a lot to think about with this movie, but it's about the perfect summer popcorn movie, really. To just, you know, go turn your brain off for a little while, watch The Rock and Jason Statham, who, if you are fans of the Fast and Furious franchise, you know that they're sort of arch enemies. They can't stand each other, yet they have to work with each other in this movie to bring down a cyber criminal that wants to destroy half the population in the world. It's fun. It's fun watching them trash talk. The action is exciting. The effects are, I have to say, kind of especially good in this movie. It's just a really fun popcorn movie. So I gave it a Dean's List A-.
A quick question. Will I have had to have seen Howard's End and Remains of the Day to understand what's going on in this movie or not?
No, I think you'll be okay. Same with, you don't have to see the seven previous Fast and Furious movies.
Oh.
Just know that these two guys don't like each other. That's really all you know, and they make it perfectly clear in the movie. On the completely other end of the cinematic world, there is a really excellent documentary that anyone who's interested in the news should go see called Mike Wallace Is Here, words that nobody wanted to hear when the famous 60 Minutes anchor would knock on your door.
It meant you were in trouble.
It meant that there was big trouble if Mike Wallace was there. Yeah. And it talks about his career. It shows a lot of his very historic interviews, talks about his style. They cross-reference that style of journalism and the importance of a free press in society and make it more than clear that they're referring to the attempts to shut down a free press in the world these days. It's a very interesting movie, and you know, if you're a 60 Minutes fan, you're a Mike Wallace fan, obviously you'll like it, but the movie is much more than that. I gave it a Dean's List B+.
I want to see that. That looks,
looks
really
great.
Good.
Dean, we appreciate you. We know you're fixed for time because you're at Lollapalooza. We really appreciate you being here. What are you looking forward to, really quickly, the most at Lollapalooza when you're there for the next few days?
Well, I am a big fan of Donald Glover's Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a really interesting, amazing, creative show. I think that's probably what I'm looking forward to most. I mean, I enjoy going to some of the smaller stages and, you know, seeing bands and performers that I've never heard of before. And, you know, I remember years ago, I don't know what year it was, but seeing a performer on a small stage named Lady Gaga, who was, you know, just kind of blew my mind at how different she was.
Yeah.
But seeing her in a smaller kind of setting before she actually became the Lady Gaga was, was quite amazing. I'm looking forward to later on this afternoon, I'm going to sit down and talk one-on-one with Janelle Monáe.
Oh, I love her.
She's performing here tomorrow, so we'll have that on the morning news tomorrow morning. And also, later this afternoon, I'm going to sit down with the guy who created all of this, Perry Farrell, of Jane's Addiction fame. And we'll, you know, talk to him about this little baby that he's created that's grown into one of the biggest music festivals in the world.
Very good. He's an interesting guy. Well, a metaphoric baby. Dean, thanks so much.
I love my refillable underwear. I love my metaphors.
What stage is Metaphoric Baby playing on?
I have to check Lollapalooza.com. Okay. I can't never remember these things.
This is their last performance, Metaphoric Baby. They're breaking up after this. Yeah. So see them while you can.
The other thing that I'm really looking forward to as I go around Lollapalooza is watching people go, "Sir, can we help you?" "Sir? Oh, pardon me, sir." Just in case I'm not feeling old enough, almost everybody here will make me feel a little old.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a good time. Dean,
sir, you dropped one of your hats.
Get off my lawn.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
Enjoy yourself.
You
have a good weekend.
Bye, guys.
That's Dean Richards.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Dave Schwann from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's WGN Radio.